For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What is up, DMV basketball fans? Welcome to another Believe in DMV Hoops. I'm really excited about this one. This is a local legend here for everybody in the DMV. If you know anything about basketball locally, you know the name Mike Jones. Coach Jones, thanks for joining us. Really happy to have you on the show here.
Matt, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. I'm all about the DMV, so let's get after it.
Exactly. Perfect guy to talk to multiple levels of DMV basketball here. For anybody who might not be familiar somehow, obviously I had a legendary run at DeMatha, 9 WCAC titles. It's probably the best basketball league in the country, which I want to get your perspective on here in a minute. 8 tournament crowns, 4 Maryland private school tournament championships, and a national championship in 2006. 9 players that have gone on to play in the NBA. A couple ones still active right now and making a playoff run for a couple of these guys, which is probably pretty cool to see. A lot of names people know locally: Markel Fultz, Jeremy Grant, Jordan Hawkins, Victor Oladipo, Quinn Cook, guys like that. We could go on and on with the list of great players you've had there. I guess maybe just real quick, Coach, like, what's it like to know that some of these guys you've coached on the high school level are going to go? Did you know for a lot of these guys that they were going to go on to do those kinds of things?
Absolutely not. You know, for those guys, and I hope this is received the way I intended to be. Mm-hmm. They had to work really hard to get there. And, sure. You know, for a few of them, they were never anointed like the next best or the second right. coming of. They really had to grind to get there. So as a coach, I'm so proud of that because, you know, I don't think anybody can take credit for them being there. I think sure. it literally is their work. They've been blessed, but their work put them where they are. And the levels that they were able to achieve is because of the time and the effort that they put into it. So I could not, as a coach, I could not be more proud.
Yeah, very cool. And DMV basketball fans are those are great representatives because they're all good guys too. And I think that's really cool to see as well. Before we get too far into this, we're brought to you by Stateside Vodka and their Surfside Hard Iced Teas and BetOnline. It's your number one source for all your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, UFC, golf. Obviously, NBA playoffs are going on right now. It's the fastest and easiest way to place all your wagers, including live betting, your favorite casino and card games, available from your mobile device and your phone, or from your laptop as well here. Please use our code BLEAV for 50% off your welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, first question here, Coach. How does it feel to be back home at Old Dominion? I think that's got to be pretty cool for somebody that played at that school to be back in the head chair now. So just how's the ride been so far?
Very cool. This is something that I've dreamed about. This is, I don't mince words, like this is a dream job for me. So I'm very happy to be here. Literally, right before this, we have a recruit on campus and we're walking through our arena. Mm-hmm. They've got pictures of all the old teams and things like that back when I had hair and I wasn't as full-faced as I am. But it's pretty cool to kind of go through and walk down memory lane every time I take a recruit through there. So. This has been great so far, and there's some great days ahead of us.
Do you think that helps to be able to say to kids, like, not only do I know what it's like to be in your shoes, like, very specifically, if you come here, I will know what it's like to be in that kind of position?
I think the one, I hope it helps, one, but I think the biggest thing for me is I'm not just talking about something. I'm right. passionately talking about something
sure.
because I love this place. I mm-hmm. love the program. I love every kid that puts that jersey on means something to me. You know, you're trying to get the same college degree that I got. You're trying mm-hmm. to have the same college success or better that I had. So that means a lot to me. So yes, I do hope that that passion comes out when I'm talking to these young men and their families about me wanting them to be able to experience what I experienced.
Not everybody likes where they went to school, candidly. So for you to be able to come back and be this passionate about, you know, wanting to be back at your alma mater, given probably all the other opportunities you've had, you know, presented your way, I think probably speaks volumes to them. And that's pretty cool to see as well. You were a high school coach for a long time there. I'm assuming given the run you had lots of opportunities to move on, and it seemed like you really kind of picked your spots about where to go and who to work with. But I guess while you were working at DeMatha, you know, did you see this kind of in your future, this on the horizon here to be back at Old Dominion? Was this on the like the vision board at home, or, you know, like what was the kind of thinking?
So there? Matt, to be honest with you, when I first started coaching at DeMatha, I was Coach Wooten's assistant, one of his assistants, for 4 years. During that time, my thought was, I'm going to eventually be a college coach. Mm-hmm. I'll be here for a couple of years and I'll be a college coach.
Sure.
And that was the kind of the train or the path of my career that I thought I would be on. Mm-hmm. Coach Wooten retires and I'm able to be blessed enough to be the head coach. And even my first couple of years there, yeah, I kind of thought, you know, this is great. I'm going to pour all I can into this. But I didn't ever really reconcile my mind to believe that that is where I would be until mm-hmm. maybe 4 or 5 years into being the head coach. Once I hit that mark, I honestly thought I would be at DeMatha forever. Like, I never thought I'd leave. I felt like that was my purpose. That was what I was supposed to be doing. The young men in the DMV area, getting a chance to work with them, pushing them to achieve their dreams, you know, whatever they may be, but also trying to be the best example as I could for who they could be as men. I felt like that's what I was supposed to be doing. So I did not think of this. But prior to that, when I did think about going to college, it was always my goal to be the head coach here. I had 8 great examples of coaches when I went to school here, 2 great head coaches. Mm-hmm. And for what they did for me personally in my life, I wanted to be able to do that for young men as well. So
that's cool. Why the move to Virginia Tech then? What about that opportunity spoke to you? And, you know, obviously you had a pretty good run there, but and I moved on to my Terps, which maybe we'll get to here in a second. But why Virginia Tech?
Mike Young. Simply stated, he was very convincing as to why I should take the leap and go to the college side. We actually spoke of this job.
Okay.
And if I ever wanted to be the head coach at ODU, that I probably was not going to be able to do that straight from DeMatha. So, and he promised me that he'd teach me everything he knew to help prepare me to be able to be a head coach. And he followed through with everything he said he would do for me. And my time with him is probably the 2 most influential years of my career. I appreciate him so much. And it was also during COVID and the high school seasons. I just had an 11-game season. We went 11-0, but there was no guarantee what the following season was going to look like. Mm-hmm. We had an incredibly talented team coming back, so that was not an easy decision to leave those guys. But all in all, I feel like it was the right decision.
Gotcha. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. For any ODU fans listening to this, what kind of coach are you going to be? What kind of style can people expect to see? What do they have to look forward to here, I guess?
I like to call myself a winner in the ultimate sense.
I think you have the resume to back that up too. So that's not.
Well, no, but when I say that though, I do mean it in a broader sense than just the scoreboard.
Sure.
I feel like the culture of college basketball is so different than it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Having a winning mindset in terms of everything. Right? I don't want to be a coach that doesn't care about the players getting an education.
Sure.
That's not a very popular viewpoint in the game today, but
it's tough. Yeah.
If I'm talking to a family, I want them to know that, hey, like the goal is here for your son to get a college degree and I'm going to help him do that. But on the floor, I want to be the best team we can be. So I want those students that are doing a great job pursuing their degrees. But when we get in those lines, like, we're wearing the pride of what ODU stands for. And I am so privileged and honored to be able to lead this program with that mindset in mind. And I'm not doing this by myself. The success we had at DeMatha was not me, it was us. Mm-hmm. I surrounded myself with great coaches there. I am surrounding myself with great coaches here. And I'm hoping that similar success follows. So we're going to definitely work as hard as we possibly can to be able to make this fan base proud, because they deserve it.
I don't know if this changes from year to year or team to team, or you have to kind of wait to see how the final roster shakes out before deciding this, but any kind of insights into style of play? Is it, are we going to be, you know, high powered offense? Are we going to be a no middle defense? Any of that kind of stuff worked out already here on what you want to do sort of principles wise?
Well, we have a preference.
Okay.
But the roster will obviously dictate whether or not we can follow through with that. Okay. The ultimate thing is, whatever my roster says, we need to do this to win. That is what we're going to do and do it to the best of our ability. But we would love to be a high-powered offense. Multiple games of just high-volume possessions, quick possessions, you know, in-face defense, try to get up and down. But we've got to be skilled. We've got to be able to shoot the ball. We've got to be versatile enough that a team that is just great at slowing it down and you playing a slower tempo, that we're not just going, it's not going to be kryptonite to Superman. Like, we'll still be able to play that style as well. But if I had my preference, we would get up and down. We'd be an exciting brand to watch, scoring a lot of points, playing great defense, shooting, you know, exciting plays, you know, dunks, you know, really great actions, ball and body movement. The ball's not sticking. It's not ISO ball. It's not, you know, just it's my turn. That, you know, we have a very balanced team that can score in a lot of different ways.
You talked about kind of making that move to Virginia Tech to help prepare yourself for moves like this. And when I think about Mike Young teams, it's very like sophisticated offenses and like, you know, he runs really good stuff. And then when you think about Kevin Willard teams, like, even in, you know, probably what was a slightly disappointing year for most folks, I would say still an amazing defensive team. And he, you know, preaches and coaches good defense. So was that part of was that a strategic choice for you to align yourself with guys where you could, you know, learn different things from different guys and pick up different things, or just sort of how it worked out?
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Either strategic or lucky as hell.
You got to be both sometimes, right?
Yeah, you know, hey, it's good to be lucky. So, I respected Mike Young so much. So the decision to go with him, though it was hard, it was easier because I truly felt like I could learn a tremendous amount from him. I will say the same thing about Coach Willard. It was an easier, it's very tough to leave Blacksburg, but a much easier decision to go with Coach Willard because I knew how much I could learn from him. And I did, both of them. Both situations, I believe, gave me the best of both worlds. I learned from a certified offensive genius 2 years, and then I learned from like a true savant defensively in the college basketball game, and I'm very blessed and lucky to have been able to do that.
Just a quick aside, because there are going to be a lot of Maryland basketball fans listening to this, you coach Rodney Rice, he's a new Terp. What can Terps fans expect from Rodney?
He's a great player, great young man. He's a great player. He is so skilled. He's a big guard that can do things that guys not that don't have his size can't do. He can score the ball, but he's not a selfish player. He can make plays for himself. He can make plays for others. I think fans are going to really enjoy watching him in pick and roll situations. And again, because he's so big, he's able to make plays that maybe other guards and point guards in particular cannot make because of their size. He can see over things. He can take a beating. Like he can, he's a physical guy. Like he's, I am so happy for him that he's at Maryland and so excited to watch what is he's able to do. I will continue to be a Maryland fan regardless, but Rodney just makes it that much more special. I cannot wait to see what he does in the tournament.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you for doing that, because I'm really excited to see it too. And hopefully, just having him back on the court, I think, is a super cool thing, especially at home.
Matt, if you look at it, you guys have had a DeMatha point guard for the last couple of years.
It's not been bad, right?
For the next 3 years. And hopefully we can keep that going. And I'll say we, because I will be rooting for the Terps. So hopefully they can keep a DeMatha guy on that sideline and in a Terp uniform, because there's going to be plenty of players coming out of that school for a long time.
I love that. That would be absolutely fine by me. And I think the fan base as a whole would be okay with that here too. Just speaking of point guards and players here a little bit, this year in the prep school ranks, I got to see a young man from Fork Union Military Academy here in Jaden Johnson, and was just blown away by like how savvy and poised he is, and just like the ultimate control he had kind of on the game and his team. So that seems like the kind of guy, if you're looking to add, that's a good starting point already.
He's my kind of point guard. One of the things that I know I sold him on was the fact that if you look at the point guards that I've, the teams that I've been the head coach of, and you go down the line and look at the point guards, how important that position has been to those teams' success. So getting someone like Jaden was incredibly important for me, and somebody that I know we can, I have full trust that with Jaden and the other guards on our team, that the ball will be in great hands. So he's a big guard, not tall, but I mean, his shoulders look like a football player.
Yeah.
He can move people. He's competitive as I don't know what. And again, the fortunate part for me, I coached against Jaden, so I know what he's like to have to prepare for. Sure. So I am so happy that I won't have to do that. And that'll be our opponent's obstacle to get over. But he's going to have a great, great career here. And we could not be more happy to have him.
In that game, actually, he went up against Deion Ware, another one of your signees. So it's pretty cool to see them have gone at it and now be teammates. And I think he brings kind of a different element as like an exciting scorer who can fill the ball up. So I look forward to seeing how those guys can kind of, you know, complement each other moving forward.
Yeah, we're putting together a really good roster. Hopefully we get a young man that's here now. That will go a long way into helping me sleep a little bit better at night. But I like what we've done so far. We've been very strategic in who we've brought on campus. And as we fill this roster out, we're happy with where we are, and we're looking forward to this season.
You always hear coaches talking about OKGs. You know, we want our kind of guys, and you've talked a little bit about what those guys are, but both those players and another guy you just got from UMass in Robert Davis, I think of just like tough guys. And that's another great staple to have in your program. Is that something you're looking for from players too? Like, this guy's not going to back down from a challenge and that sort of thing.
Absolutely. I mean, it's the way I play. It's what I've been around my whole career. And again, that wins. Things aren't always going to go your way. And guys that don't fold when times get tough, my time with USA Basketball has taught me one thing. You know, when times get tough, you don't rise to the occasion. You sink to the level of your training. That's a Navy SEAL mantra. Mm-hmm. And I truly believe in that. Like, you are not going to all of a sudden play out of your mind when times get tough. You're going to actually, your baseline is how hard you've worked and what you've earned. And that's the way we're going to run our program. You know, when the times get tough, and they will, I want our guys to be confident when they sink the level of their training that that'll be plenty good enough to be successful.
That's cool. I like that approach. ODU didn't have the best year of all time last year, but you guys killed it as a program in terms of attendance and interest and things like that. And it's a really cool arena. I always see it off the highway driving by, but it's cool inside too. So, is that a leg up when you're looking to kind of jumpstart a program here of, hey, people are into this team and we've got a cool place to play. Like, does that help you kind of get things rolling a little bit too?
Absolutely. I mean, everybody wants to play in front of the passion that the ODU fan base has. And when I say deserve a winner, that's what I'm referring to. I mean, sure, for them, you know, the team won 7 games last year. For those fans to come out and still support, you know, to watch the crowd on senior night, to watch how they've truly embraced the transition from Coach Jones to the new staff, they deserve a winner. And that support isn't going anywhere. I just want to make sure, and we just want to make sure that we're doing our part to give them something they can be proud of. And literally, as long as, no matter what, as long as that is the standard that we're working for and working towards, I like our chances, because these fans are great and they deserve to have something to be proud of. And that's what we're going to give them.
That's awesome. You yourself had a great college career. We mentioned playing at high school basketball for DeMatha and having a really good high school career, but a really strong college career as well. But probably one particular, you know, memorable moment for basketball fans is the tournament upset of Villanova. You yourself had a great game, played 52 minutes in that game on the way to 19 points and 8 rebounds. So if anybody wants to go see this, I think there is, it is on YouTube, but back in 1995, you guys upset a third seed Villanova team. Do people still come up to you at ODU and talk about that team and that run?
Well, two things. One, if you go back and look at that game, you're not going to recognize me, because that was 100 pounds ago. So
I hear
it's not quite 100 pounds, but
time comes for us all, Coach. I hear you.
I definitely look different. But no, people definitely, we're hanging out today in our student union, and a couple of people walked up and asked, you know, hey, Coach, welcome back, blah, blah, blah. And then the Villanova game does come up within the conversation. So, and to be honest with you, I was so proud, and I'll never get tired of talking about it. So
I don't blame you.
Yeah, please, like, keep the questions coming. Like, that just gives me good vibes and good feelings when I get to talk about it. So that was a very special team led by a very special coaching staff. And again, that's what ODU is, doing things like that.
You also played internationally and played a lot of basketball at a high level here too. Like, do your players know what kind of baller you were? Like, do you ever have to break out some tape and show them sometimes?
So, no, this is funny. Like, this literally, like, what, a half hour ago or something like that, a couple of the guys that are still here are giving me, you know, giving me a little bit of a hard time. It's like, man, Coach, you couldn't do this. And, like, I'm literally, like, all right, you can go to YouTube, you can Google, you can, you know, the one thing I always throw in their face is my shooting percentage from three, where, you know, it was like, Coach, I shoot 38%. I'm a shooter. I'm just like, well, go check. I never shot less than 40. Yeah. So, and I wasn't the best shooter around. So I definitely can outshoot you, so to speak. So, no, but we give each other a hard time. And, but yeah, they look, I can't play anymore. So I limit my trash talk to the point of them trying to get me to get out on the floor with them, because I'm not doing that. But I am proud of the career that I had as a player, and I'm just trying to be proud of the career that I'm having as a coach.
Like you said before, I think being able to talk to them about the kind of things they're going through on the court too, from that, you know, person perspective, someone who's lived it, I think it's got to probably carry some real weight with those guys. You mentioned some of your peers here at DeMatha. So in 1990, the starting point guard for DeMatha was a guy named Kenny Blakeney, who local fans might be familiar with. And then in 91, there was a guy named Mike Jones. And then in 92, there was another local guy people might have heard of, named Dwayne Simpkins. Is there a DeMatha point guard, now coach, in the area group text you guys have here or anything like that?
No, there is a DeMatha group text.
Okay.
There's a few of them. There's a group text amongst a lot of DeMatha guys, and we're, you know, Derek Wittenberg started the group with Joe Wooten, and it's called Morgan's Men. You know, basically all the guys that play for Coach Wooten. So that's an incredibly large group text. Yep. There's another group text of DeMatha guys that play golf, and we get to talk trash to each other there. There's another group text with myself and former players at DeMatha, and then there's a group text with myself and former coaches at DeMatha. So there's a few of them that we keep tabs on each other, and we're, you know, always rooting for each other, congratulating each other when things aren't were going well. And then when things aren't, we're always there for support for one another. So Kenny and Dwayne are a part of a few of those different group texts because they play golf. They're, you know, obviously doing the head coaches and being very successful. So both of those guys are on my line because, you know, they can help me avoid a few pitfalls that maybe they had to go through, but they can warn me about. So they're my brothers, and I could not be more happy to have
them. Both former guests of the show, too. So glad to get the point guard trifecta going here, or the guard trifecta here. It says a lot about Coach Wooten that you know, he had this impact on you guys all to the level he did, and that you're all now teaching the game to another generation of guys. Is there a certain one thing that stands out as something he taught you that you carry over into kind of what you do as a coach?
Absolutely. I think, honestly, this is probably one of the most common answers you'll get for anyone that played for Coach Wood, and that's the whole priority list, you know, God, family, school, and then basketball. Mm-hmm. He was a firm believer in that, and he coached with a quiet confidence, but his faith definitely wasn't something that he shoved in your face, but you knew there was a presence he had that was founded in something bigger than himself. So that is definitely something I would consider myself a very faith-filled person. My background is from faith-filled family, school, everything. So it's something I've always preached, and it will be something I continue to preach here. You know, your faith is the most important thing in your life. Your family is the second most important thing in your life. I want your education to be incredibly important to you. And then if the game is something you have a passion for, let's maximize your potential within that realm as well.
A lot of guys with the experiences they have, sometimes they burn out and things like that too. And I think the fact that so many guys from that program are all still involved with the game talks about that, you know, he also made it fun enough for guys to want to do this and really, you know, have it enrich their lives in the right way too. So I think that's a really cool legacy for
him. Yeah. I joke all the time. So Coach Wooten was such a great coach that everybody wanted to be like him. Mm-hmm. And I joke because I have quite a few guys that have joined the coaching fraternity that play for me. And I joke that those guys just know they can do a better job than I did. So they're trying to fix it. But and hey, whatever works, a lot of great young minds that are joining this game. You know, I'm all for it. Like, just getting guys that can truly relate to today's player. It's not as easy as it sounds, but the younger players that are stopping to play and starting to coach, it's needed.
Got one last question for you here, and then we'll get into some kind of rapid fire questions to close us out here. For anyone locally that hasn't made it down to an Old Dominion game yet, just in past, you know, versions of the program here, but definitely haven't seen you guys play yet, what can they expect to see? What's the sales pitch for people to get in on the ODU basketball bandwagon here early?
Well, first and foremost, just for people in the DMV, it's not that far away. It's literally 3 hours from where my former home was in Vienna. It's 2 hours and 40 minutes. Yeah. So you can get down here. Please come down. There will be a heavy 757 flavor to our team once we are able to recruit an entire roster. But we will always have a DMV influence on our roster as well. It's two of the best areas for basketball at the grassroots and the high school levels. And we're fortunate enough to be located in one and very close to the other. So we're so happy to be here. So come down. You'll see an exciting brand of basketball. Chartway is an NBA arena that just has the top bowl cut off, if you want to look at it that way. There's not a bad seat in the house. And the product that will be on the floor is something that you will want to root for. We're going to be an exciting team, and we'll play an exciting brand of basketball. Come down, support your guy. I support all the guys. We have a chance to build something really special here.
That's awesome. That's the perfect answer for that. We'll have to clip that for you as a part of the material.
Yes.
You mentioned the golf here, so I think I know the answer to this one already. Seems like college basketball coaches, you either have to golf or you have to play pickleball now. So I was going to ask, golf or pickleball? I guess both could be an answer, but assuming you're definitely a golf guy.
Definitely golf. I've never played a game of pickleball. I know it's very popular. I've never done that. Golf, when I stopped playing, I needed a competitive outlet. and golf became that. And so I've been obsessed with the game for quite a few years here. So not great at it. I've broken 80 once. That's the best day of my life in terms of, you know, a hobby. I love golf. Now, unfortunately for me, fortunately, whatever you want to call it, since I left the math, I have not been able to play golf nearly as much as I'm sure that I probably have played a dozen times in 3 years. And I'm not looking forward to that changing anytime soon because we got work to do. So, but I do love the game.
It's a year-round job, especially with the portal and things like that, too. There's not a whole lot of downtime, I would imagine.
In Blacksburg, I lived on a golf course, and it was torture every morning to see guys out there playing. I lived on a 6th hole, so like by the time I left, there would be maybe the first group of the day on the 6th hole, and I couldn't play. And then I'd get home, and there'd still be people out there. And I never was able to really spend time doing that. So it is
amazing. It's a tease while you're sitting there watching film and things like that of the next opponent. You can see him out the window.
Absolutely.
What's one thing that people might...
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Not know about you that you're willing to share with us? Guilty pleasure TV show or music or any of that kind of thing?
I'm not sure if there's any. I'm not interesting enough for anybody to really want to know. Like, again, my life as a high school basketball coach and my life as a college basketball coach, totally different. I could afford to binge watch TV. Especially during COVID, like, you got to binge watch everything, but college doesn't afford you that. But my job is fun. Like, it's really fun. And even though it's hard work, I wouldn't trade it for anything. Like, this has been a great experience for me.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, I love that. And I think that's the old adage of, if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. And obviously you can see the path that you exude while you're out on the court there too. So that's been pretty sweet to watch as a fan of local basketball as well. Where do you see the program in 5 years?
In 5 years, hopefully I can sign a contract extension, which means that we will have won. Which means that the administration and the fan base and the Norfolk community will have embraced us and the way we're playing and the way our young men are behaving and interacting within the community. I want this to be a team that every single year, when you talk about the Sun Belt Conference, Old Dominion is one of the teams that you consider capable, if not a favorite, to win. That is the team that I played for. We were always in the mix. Either we won the conference or we finished first place in the regular season, whatever. That is who I believe Old Dominion should be. This is a very difficult conference with great coaches, great players, the talent level. If you just look at some of the Power Five schools that have come and taken players from Sun Belt, it's not going to be easy to be successful in this conference. We do not pretend that it will be, but again, we know the work that it takes to be successful, and we're ready for that.
That's very cool. The whole point of this podcast is just to talk about DMV basketball and cool figures in the DMV area, but any one specific DMV story that you can think of, you can share with us, whether it's toughest guy you played against or particular coaching matchup or any of that kind of thing that kind of comes to mind.
I don't know if we have enough time for that, Matt.
We'll have to do a second one then, a part two.
I've been so immersed in DMV basketball for so long and such a huge part of my life. I truly feel like it is an area that should be celebrated. The movie Basketball County in the Water that came out during COVID, that I was so proud of that. I was so proud because it definitely represented basketball in the area. But it was so cool because even with the DeMatha segment to it, there were so many people that was like, oh, you forgot this part, or you didn't do that part. And we're in an area where, as well done as that movie was, there were so many people that felt like, well, we could have done this. And
could have been an 8-hour documentary. Yeah,
it could have been just like The Last Dance. It could have been, you know, every day for a week and everybody's watching. So I could not be more proud than to be from the DMV. The easy answer would be that movie, just because it represented the old regime of the great players that came through, the more recent old regime, and then the current regime of just what the area is. It represented high school basketball. It represented AAU and grassroots basketball. It represented college basketball and the pros. It really showcased what the DMV has been for a very long time. And me being a proud person from Prince George's County, that movie was one of the coolest things ever. And my, you know, my little cameo a couple times just to be quoted was pretty good. Cool too. I got my IMDb page. So
there you go.
My IMDb credit. So I'm very proud of that.
Yeah, that's a great one. We had Walt Williams on right after that too. And just, he's obviously featured a good amount in there too. So having him talk about that right after was pretty great. Is the WCAC the best high school basketball league in the country?
Well, since I have to recruit from so many different ones.
Yeah, I don't want to put you on the spot. One of the best. How about that?
I'll whisper this, but yes, I don't think it's a question. Even with the league, with all the prep school teams in it from around the country that, you know, ESPN and Paragon Marketing run, the NIBC, which they changed the name, the EYBL Scholastic or whatever it's called now. Great talent in that league, but, you know, the WCAC represents a league that those guys stay at home with their parents every night. And no offense to those other schools, but there are real high school educations being earned at them. And not every school that's in the other league is looked at differently than that. But I know every school in the WCAC is looked at like that. So it is a league that great coaching, great game planning is required. Conference tournament every year is a toss-up. Like, you just never know what's going to happen.
Even
in a year like this year where Paul VI was so dominant, no one was really sure they were going to be able to, you know, run the table. So I truly feel like that league, in terms of preparing guys, look at all the guys from the WCAC that have gone on to be immediate impact players at the college level. Like, there is no warm-up. There is no, like, and then look at all the WCAC guys, you know, not just the DeMath guys, but the WCAC guys that are in the pros. I don't think you can really argue it, to be honest with you.
Your senior year team at DeMath went 30-0. In the group text, does the best DeMath team ever come up? And are you guys the best DeMath team ever?
So my answer to your question is, yes, we are the best DeMatha team ever.
There you go.
It always comes up in the group text. And the one thing that we can say, and only one other DeMatha team can say it, is that we were undefeated. So I don't care. You can tell me who did this and who did, like, who would I guard, but it doesn't matter. We lined up against every single opponent and we beat them. And all the other teams except for one cannot say that. The team that went 11-0 in 2021, they want to be included in that conversation, but I don't think that's truly fair, even though that team was really good too. Sure. So, but no, there's the coolest thing for me is we can have debates like that and people can actually make viable arguments for six or seven different teams. I mean, that to me, that says something about the program.
Yeah, there aren't a ton of programs where you could have that many different options and all of them be pretty darn stacked.
Yeah, but 30-0, pretty tough to beat.
Yeah, absolutely. My favorite sandwich shop that I like to make the trip down to the 7574 is a place called Taste Unlimited. Have you been to Taste yet, Coach?
I have not.
Write that one down, okay? I won't steer you wrong.
I'm a foodie, so okay. I'm definitely going to write that down.
It's a gourmet sandwich shop, so I promise you'll like that.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Last one, any social media accounts that the people listening to this should follow to follow along with you guys along the way here?
Well, please follow all the ODU men's basketball accounts. So most of them are going to be ODU underscore MBB for men's basketball. My Twitter account is, I think, ODU underscore Coach MJ. And my Instagram is MJ Hoops 3, which I've had for years. I went through a struggle because I was DeMatha Hoops for a very long time. Uh-huh. It was my personal account, but sure. The name DeMatha, obviously. So, and when I left DeMatha, I struggled with turning that over and starting new. But I did, and I wanted to make sure that I gave that to the new coach and so that they can continue to grow that. But social media is a great thing for our game, great thing for our student athletes. And follow ODU underscore MBB on both Twitter or X and Instagram. And once we kind of get rolling here, there'll be plenty of content there for people to be able to follow along.
That's awesome. I'll put all those in the episode description here. For folks listening to this, you should be able to find them. Coach, just give you the platform here. Anything you'd like to leave DMV basketball fans with, ODU fans, anything just to kind of close out?
The DMV is in me, through and through. And that area created the coach that I am today, the player that I was. So I truly appreciate all the support to be able to get so many messages, so many phone calls. And then when I'm back in the area, which I often am, to have just so many people wish me well, it's truly, it means a lot to me. So I truly appreciate that. For all the Maryland fans, look at how those guys are killing it in the portal this offseason. Having Derek Queen coming in there, Julian Reese deciding to stay, like the team being led by Coach Willard, please get behind them. Next year is going to be special up there. I'm looking forward to rooting for them to be able to do that. And then in your spare time, go ahead and root for those Monarchs at ODU as well.
There you go. Coach, thank you for the time and thank you for all you've done for local basketball. I really appreciate that. Look forward to following the journey along the way here, and best of luck this offseason and to next season as well.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you.
All right, everybody, you know the drill. This was Believe in DMV Hoops, brought to you by betonline.ag. Please rate, review, subscribe, and we will catch y'all next time.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.